Friends, now in this chapter number 3, we are going to discuss about methods of international payment. In earlier 2 chapters, once we have taken the overview of the trade finance and second one instruments used in the trade finance. Now, we have to look into more deeper into the methods of international payments, how the payments are to be made. So, our objective is to understand various methods of payment which are used in the international trade. Then subsequently, we have to understand how the methods of payment determines and when the exporter receives the payment and importers make the payment. Okay? And finally, to understand the mechanism, risk, and appropriate usage of international payment based on the trade relationship and transaction characteristic. Structure of our presentation consists of the following things. One is understanding major methods of international payment. Second one is advance payment. Third one is open account, followed by documentary collection, letter of credit, then consignment basis, factoring, forfeiting, risk matrix, factors affecting the choice of payment method and regulatory framework. Now you will be surprised to see the structure. Here, the names are appearing as in the earlier chapter as instruments. And here also the same name appears as the methods of payment. No doubt, whatever we have discussed in earlier chapter was from the product or from instrument per se that we have discussed. And now here actually we are going to discuss about movement of the funds, methods of funds, restriction of funds, and how the flow of the payment is maintained, which was not discussed in earlier. That is why this is the separate chapter where it consists of methods of payment in international payment. Even though advance payment is an instrument also, and advance payment mechanism that we are going to understand here. Open account, we know what open account is, but how the payment is routed. These kind of things in this chapter we are going to understand, and that is our focus also. Now, in the global marketplace, the efficient and secure settlement payment is prime importance. And the supplier or exporter will not be satisfied unless he gets the payment on time. And the buyer, he will not be satisfied until and unless he gets the goods on time. This chapter delves into the 5 principal methods of international payment used in international trade finance. These 5 methods are advance payment, open account, documentary collection, letter of credit, consignment. These are the 5 methods. And each of these methods offers an unique combination of the risk exposure, cost implication, and document requirement. We are focusing here. Now, major methods of international payment. Number 1, advance payment. Now, let us see advance payment. What happens in advance payment? This is also known as cash in advance. And it requires the importer to pay the exporter in full or in part before the shipment of the goods or services. Key characteristic offers maximum protection to the exporter, involves the highest risk for the payment of the payment by the importer who pays without assurance of the delivery. Typically, it uses in new or high risk trade relationship. Common use cases is customized goods or made-to-order products. Trade with the politically unstable and sanctioned countries. In open account, what happens? under the goods, under this, the goods are shipped and delivered before the payment is due, typically within 30, 60 or 90 days. The characteristic feature of open account, as you are aware, that it provides the maximum flexibility to the importers, represent as he received the goods first and then he make the payment in open account. It represents the significant risk for the exporter who relies on the importer's promise to pay. Okay, when he will pay, nobody knows. This is often used in long-term relationship or highly competitive market. Common use cases are transaction between the affiliated companies or sister concern or the exporters aiming to encourage the repeat business or gain market share. In documentary collection, this involves the exporter entrusting the handling of the commercial and financial documents to its bank, which then forward them to the importer's bank with an instruction for the payment. These are two types, document against payment, that is DP, and document against acceptance, that is DA. The characteristic features are moderate risk for the, both the exporter and importer, less costly than letter of credit, and the bank acts as an intermediary but provides no guarantee for the payment. And the common use cases are the transaction with a moderate level of trust and trade with established partners in the financially stable countries. Under letter of credit, which is a written undertaking issued by the bank on behalf of the importer, promising to pay the exporter a specified amount, provided that the exporter complies with the terms and conditions and presents the required document to the importer. Right? This is the small definition of letter of credit. The key characteristic features of the payment under the letter of credit is that it offers a balance of security for the balance of security to both the parties. It operates independently of underlying contracts of the contract of the sale. That means contract of sale is a different and letter of credit is a different. Contract of sale undertake understanding between the two parties, whereas letter of credit determines how you should act, and how the document should be and when it is to be presented and within what period what should be it should be paid and what is the amount specified. Okay, these are the terms stipulated in letter of credit. So this is governed by International Chamber of Commerce publication number 600, which is called as UCP 600, Uniform Customs and Practice for Documentary Credit. It's a variance. There are different variants of the letter of credit. It consists of irrevocable and revocable, confirmed and unconfirmed, site and usance. And common use cases are high value and complex transactions in politically unstable regions are undertaken under the letter of credit. The consignment sale. Consignment sale is something different than the normal sale. Under normal, what happens? The exporter ships the goods, importer receives the goods, importer makes the payment and exporter receives the payment. But here in a consignment sale, what happens? The exporter sells the goods. It stores in the warehouse abroad. He may appoint the agent there or he may give or he may stock the into warehouse. And as and when actually taken possession by the buyer or importer, then he makes the payment. As long as the goods are sold, the the control of the ownership, of the exporter remains in the goods, on the goods, even if it is stored abroad in the warehouse. As long as it is not sold, there will be a control of exporters. Whereas in other cases, normal cases, it doesn't happen. Okay. Now, the key characteristic feature of the consignment sale is it is a high risk for the exporter as payment is made only after goods are sold. It provides the flexibility for the importers to manage the inventory and the cash flow, and the exporter bears the risk of non-sale or delayed sale. Okay, this is happens in consignment sale. Common use cases are the trade between the parent and subsidiary companies and the long-term relationship with the trusted distributors. The comparative view, overview, if you take of all these five methods, in advance payment, exporter risk is none, importer risk is high, cost is low, banking involvement is minimum, and ideal for the high risk destination and new buyers. Okay, this is in respect of advance payment, major characteristic features. In open account, what happens? Exporter risk is high, importer risk is low, cost is very low, banking involvement is moderate or none, and long-term partner, it is ideal for the long-term partners and developed markets only. Whereas documentary collection, the exporter risk is a medium, and risk to the importer is a medium. Cost of the goods, cost of the transaction will be moderate, and banking involvement will be only in respect of handling the document without risk and responsibility and receive the payment, that is a moderate. Ideal for the moderate trust relationship. Letter of credit, the exporter risk is low, importer's risk is also low, but the cost of the letter of credit is very high, and the banking involvement is an extension, maximum, and the ideal for new buyers, unestablished regions only. And in consignment sale, the risk to the exporter is very high, importer's risk is very low, and the cost is also very low. Banking involvement is absolutely no, and ideal for intra-group trusted relationship. Now, let us understand each method in detail. Okay? Now, advance payment. An advance payment, it is exporter friendly. It is called as exporter friendly. This method eliminates payment risk for the exporter as they receive the funds before parting the goods or services. As far as the importer is concerned, the importer assumes the highest level of risk as the payment is made without immediate receipt of the goods and with the limited legal recourse in the event of non-delivery or substandard performance. In advance payment, there is a simple or very low cost. It involves the minimal banking procedure and documentation and reducing the transaction cost. There will be no intermediary guarantee, unlike the letter of credit, and there is no third-party guarantee also involved in advance payment transactions. Now, if you look at the process flow of the advance payment, how the advance payment works. The buyer does, what the buyer does, the advance payment is made by the buyer and it sends to the seller. Seller receives the payment and thereafter he dispatches the product and he ships the goods. The importer places an order and agrees to terms of the advance payment. Now, this can be explained in a simple manner that the importer remits the agreed amount to the exporter's bank account and typically via SWIFT, wire transfer, or another remittance mechanism. And upon receipt of the funds, the exporter manufactures and ships the goods or delivers the services. Shipping documents are sent directly to the importer or their freight forwarding agent and often bypassing the bank's involvement into it. Now, advantages and disadvantages. Advantages for exporter consist of immediate cash flow, no exposure or to payment default or the political or economic risk, its ability to finance the production and procurement using the advance received. And for the importer, may qualify for early payment discount if offered. That is the only benefit, the simplified documentation and processing. And disadvantages, if you consider for exporter, the competitive disadvantage in market where open account terms are standard. Okay, risk of reputational loss if delivery is delayed or unsatisfactory. Okay, then for importers, there is a high financial risk due to upfront payment made by him and limited legal remedy in case of dispute, especially with the unfamiliar foreign sellers, and negative cash flow may impact to the importer. Now, use cases and its applicability consist of the exporter dealing with the high-risk countries or the first-time buyers. The following used by the exporter. The trade involved customized or high-value goods that requires assurance before production. Right? Then, transaction where the exporter has a significant bargaining power or it is an unique supplier. Political instability and the foreign exchange restrictions in the importer's country are some of the advance payment can be made under such circumstances. Now, risk assessment in advance payment is payment risk to the exporter is none. For importer, it is high. Delivery risk is exporter to the low. However, importer very high and no guarantee of delivery. Bank roll is minimum in both the cases. Documentation required the basic invoice, the remitter invoice and remittance. And for importer, none beyond the remittance proof. Cash flow impact is positive in case of exporter, whereas it is negative sometimes in case of importers. Regulatory framework and RBI guidelines in respect of advance remittance. In India, it is governed by the Foreign Exchange Management Act, that is for FEMA 1999, and regulated through the directives issued by the Reserve Bank of India. Permissible limit for advance payment. As per the RBI's master direction, an export of the goods and services, Indian exporters are permitted to receive the advance payments for export of goods and services. There is no upper limit on the amount of the advance payment that can be received if it is backed by the valid export contract, but certain conditions must be met with. In case of the capital goods, the RBI has allowed the exporters to receive the long-term export advance and subject to specified safeguards. For import of goods, no ceiling. Importer should have a valid import license and adheres to the conditions set by the authorized dealer bank. For import of services, the bank guarantee from the reputed international bank for the bank in or a bank in India if advance payment exceeds $500,000. Long-term export advance for the capital goods in certain sectors, such as engineering or project exports, exporters may receive the long-term export advance beyond 1 year, and it is subject to certain conditions such as tenure not exceeding 10 years, that is a maximum period, and it is backed by the firm export agreement, adequate safeguard like product tracking, bank guarantee, and insurance coverage is a must, and subject to board approval and the clearance from authorized dealer category 1 bank. Reporting and documentation. Report of advance receipt under the EDPMS, that is Export Data Processing Monitoring System, EDPMS. The maintain the record of the export contract, shipment and customs clearance and the payment realization. File Softex form for the software exports and provide the FIRC, that is Foreign Inward Remittance Certificate, for the proof of inward remittance. Refund of advance payment. If the export contract is cancelled or not fulfilled, advance must be refunded to the original remitter through the same AD bank, not through any other AD bank. Refund requires valid reason. KYC compliance and the bank certification is a must. RBI approval may be required for the large and exceptional cases. Advance payment compliance summary table will indicate here that for the certain aspect, what are the guidelines? The export completion timelines is guidelines is within 12 months, export should be completed, and the interest on advance remittance received is permitted if agreed contractually. Refund is permitted, yes, subject to FEMA compliance and the bank documentation. Bank guarantee may be required for the high value long term advance, and regulatory reporting is mandatory under EDPMS and FEMA. Open account. What is open account that we have seen? Now then, this open account transaction is a method of settlement where the exporter allows the importer to receive the goods and make the payment at the future date, typically within the fixed credit period of 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, etc. There is no intermediary payment assurance, such as bank guarantee or letter of credit at the time of shipment. So, the payment timeline in respect of open timeline is post-shipment on agreed credit term, for example, net 60 days. Risk allocation, exporter bears full payment risk. Documentation is a minimum, invoice and shipping document sent directly. Bank's involvement is limited to receipt, to the extent of receipt of remittances and monitoring. And the trust requirement is high degree of the trust between the buyer and the seller. Now, process flow to the open account. Process flow of the open account. Open account, how the transaction happens. One is a contract agreement. Exporter and importer agrees to trade on the open account basis. Shipment happens. Exporter ships the goods to the importer without securing the payment for banking instrument. Thereafter, the documents transmission, commercial documents, invoice, packing list, etc. are sent directly to the importer. Goods received, importer receives the goods and uses the agreed credit period. Payment made, importer remits the payment via international bank transfer within the stipulated time. In earlier slide, the pictorial diagram, the diagrammatic presentation is given consisting of these four points. How the movement takes place, that you can very well see. Now, let us see advantages and disadvantages and suitability and use cases. Advantages and disadvantages. Advantages for importer: improved cash flow and working capital management. Okay. Then lower transaction cost, operational simplicity, and reduced paperwork. Disadvantages for exporters. Disadvantages for exporter: high risk of the payment delay or default, legal enforcement challenges across the jurisdiction, and pressure on the liquidity and working capital. Suitability and the use cases. This method is suitable when long-term commercial relationship exists, the importer has a high credit rating, the exporter is looking to remain competitive in the buyer-driven market, and the exporter is protected through the trade credit insurance or export forfeiting, export factoring. The guidelines in respect of this is, in respect of the open account, as far as permissibility is concerned, the transaction is allowed for all category of the export with the valid IEC, that is importer exporter code. Realization period for the open account is export proceeds must be realized within 9 months or 15 months for the warehouse exports that is under consignment. Okay, then documentation. Exporter must submit the invoice, shipping bill, EBRC, that is electronic bank realization certification, and monitoring system is definitely the transaction must be routed through the authorized dealers and reported under the EDPMS, that is export data processing monitoring system. Extension of time, if payment is delayed beyond 9 months, extension may be sought from the AD bank or RBI. Due diligence for the advance payment for the open account is AD Bank must conduct the KYC and ensures the buyer's credibility. Okay, insurance recommendation for the open account is exporters and encouraged to take ECGC cover to mitigate the extra credit risk. Regulatory guideline says that in India, open account transactions are permitted under FEMA and regulated through the RBI's master direction of the export of goods and services with RBI guidelines. FEMA compliance highlights consist of AD banks are responsible for ensuring the compliance with the FEMA regulation. Exporter must provide the evidence of shipment and payment realization. Non-realization of the proceeds beyond the permitted period must be reported and exporter may face the restriction on further remittances. Exporters may also use the export factoring for forfeiting and monetize the receivable in compliance with the FEMA. Best practice for the exporter in case of open account transaction is to conduct the creditworthiness check and use the trade credit insurance of ECGC. Then define the clear payment terms and penalties in sales contract. Set up the automated payment reminders and maintain the regular communication and the documentation. Best practice for the exporter, this can be the consider receivable financing option to the bridge working capital gap. Comparative snapshot is below. That is, these are the parameter. Risk to the exporter in open account is very high. Importer is very low. Bank involvement is minimum. Credit facility, yes, to the buyer. And usage is a trusted partner, low risk countries. Documentary collection. In documentary collection is another method of payment, that is the transaction in which the seller or the exporter's bank forwards the document to the buyer's or importer's bank and instruct it to release the document to the buyer only upon receipt of the payment document against payment or against the acceptance where the bill of exchange is drawn for the document against acceptance. The key parties involved in this transaction of the documentary collection is drawer, who is an exporter or seller, drawee, who is an importer or buyer, remitting bank, who is an exporter's bank, collecting bank, who is an importer's bank, and types of document collection. Types of documentary collection consist of under the DP, that is document under payment, the importer receives the document only after making the payment. In case of document against acceptance, the importer receives the document after accepting the bill of exchange and promising to pay at future date. The process flow, if you can look at the diagram, it can explain you clearly, stating that exporter ships the goods and prepares the commercial document. That is, commercial document consists of invoice, bill of exchange, certificate of origin, etc., etc. Then exporter submits this document to the payment to instruction to their remitting bank. Their bank, that is remitting bank, exporter's bank. And remitting bank sends these documents to the collecting bank, that is importer's bank. The collecting bank presents these documents which is received to the importer. When there will be a condition like a condition mentioned is the document against payment, then documents are released only upon immediate payment. If the documents are drawn against the acceptance, then documents are released against the signed acceptance of the time draft. Okay, that is usance draft. Once the payment is made or the draft is accepted, the documents are released to the importers. Funds are remitted to the exporters through the banking channel. That is what it is given in diagrammatic view also in the previous slide. Now, advantages and disadvantages. For importer and exporter, first, if you see, for exporter, the lower banking cost than the LC. For importer, no need to block the funds in advance. Moderate risk protection as compared to the open account. the quick access to the goods upon acceptance of the payment, more control over the shipping document, fewer formalities than the LCs, that is for importers. For exporters, there is no bank guarantee on the payment. For importers, may need to make a payment before the inspection. And for that is disadvantage I am talking about. And the second disadvantage is the risk of documentation dishonor or refusal. This limited resource or limited recourse for delays, error. These are the 3 to 4 advantages and disadvantages for the importers and exporters. Regulatory guidelines consist of permissibility and control. Documentary collection is permitted under FEMA, governed by RBI's master direction. AD banks are required to follow the URC 522, that is Uniform Rules for Collection guidelines issued by the International Chamber of Commerce. Realization and repatriation of the proceeds, where the export proceeds must be realized within 9 months from the date of shipment, and all proceeds must be repatriated through the AD bank and reported to RBI through EDPMS, that is Export Data Process Monitoring System. Suitability. When there is a moderate level of the trust between the trading partners in low risk market or under export credit insurance. And third one is for the goods with the ready resale value, reducing the default impact, and when the cost saving is essential, but some structure is still desired. This is about the suitability of the transaction. Documentation in respect of the document under collection is shipping bill, invoice, transport document may consist of bill of lading or airway bill. Then draft. Draft means bill of exchange, if applicable, or then export declaration form, that is EDF, and electronic bank realization certificate, that is EBRC. Now, coming down to most important part is letter of credit. Letter of credit is already explained to what the letter of credit is. It is a documentary credit instrument issued by the bank, that is issuing bank, on behalf of the importer, promising to pay the exporter as a specified sum upon submission of required document in compliance with the predefined terms and conditions. Key characteristic of the letter of credit consists of, one is the legal basis. Letter of credit is legal basis legally. It is governed by the UCP 600 issued by ICC, International Chamber of Commerce, and its nature is a conditional bank guarantee. Unless and until conditions are fulfilled, which are mentioned in the letter of credit, and then only it will be operative. Risk allocation minimizes the exporter's payment risk, and importer's performance risk is minimized by the letter of credit. Negotiability may be transferable, divisible, and confirmed by another bank. Bank involvement is an extensive in case of letter of credit because it includes the issuing bank, advising bank, confirming bank, negotiating bank, payment bank, etc. Right? The types of letters of credit consist of various letters of credit, but major one are described here. R1 is a revocable LC, that is, these LC can be amended or cancelled without notice, and this is rarely used or not at all used, that is already explained to you. Irrevocable letter of credit cannot be amended without consent of all the parties, that is standard letter of credit under UCP 600. Confirmed letter of credit, where the guarantee by the second bank, usually from exporter's country, is required, that is confirmed LC. Site LC, where the payment is made immediately upon presentation of the compliant document. Usance LC terms, where the payment is made specified credit period, maybe 60 days or 90 days or 180 days. Transferable LC, where LC can be transferred to secondary beneficiary, that is supplier. Back-to-back LC is a one LC is used as a security for another LC, and new LC is opened, that is back-to-back LC. Standby letter of credit acts as a guarantee, usually in case of non-performance or non-payment. Right? The process flow of letter of credit consists of the trade agreement, that is, exporter and importer agrees to transact under the LC. LC application, that the importer applies to the LC to their bank. Issuing bank sends then LC to the exporter's bank, advising bank through the SWIFT. And the shipment of the goods exporter, when it receives the export LC, then they will, as per the LC term, they will ship the goods. And document submission, and exporter submits the document to the advising or negotiating bank as per the LC terms. Document examination. Bank examines the compliance with the LC term, that is UCP 600 guidelines. Payment, if the compliant payment is released, and if not, the documents are sent on discrepant basis. Reimbursement, negotiating bank is reimbursed by the issuing bank. This is how exactly the process flows. And it is depicted here in this chart, where the arrow mark and number is given, where it is very easy to understand this process flow diagram. Documentation required. The typically documents required under the LC includes the commercial invoice, bill of lading or airway bill, certificate of origin, packing list, insurance certificate, inspection certificate or bill of exchange in case of usance LC. Advantages and disadvantages. Advantages for exporter in case of letter of credit. There is guaranteed payment from the bank subject to compliance. Then another advantage is reduced risk of the importer default or insolvency. Then third one is financing options is available through the LC discounting. And disadvantage to exporter consists of complex documentation and strict compliance requirement is required to be fulfilled. Then high banking and administrative charges. Delay in payment if the discrepancies are found. Then regulatory framework in India, FEMA and RBI guidelines consist of the Foreign Exchange Management Act issued by the Reserve Bank of India govern the LC operation in India. Now, regulatory element and its provision consist as under. AD Bank's role in letter of credit transaction is only authorized dealer. AD Banks can open the letter of credit for foreign transactions. Import LC must be issued by the bona fide trade transaction with a due KYC. Then export LC must be scrutinized for terms and conditions through the EDPMS. Tenor and usance. RBI restricts the usance period for 1 year or less for most of the goods. Currency of LC can be foreign currency or Indian rupee if permitted. Repatriation of funds proceeds from the export under the LC must be realized within 9 months of time. Third party payment allowed under specific condition with a proper declaration, and the insurance, that is exporters, are encouraged to ensure the cargo and avail the ECGC cover. UCP 600 key principles consist of some of the important articles, and its relevance is like as this. Article 2, it defines the key terms like LC, complying presentation and issuing bank. Article 4 consists of LC is a separate transaction from the underlying contract. So contract is different, LC is different. Based on the contract, LC is issued. So both are different. Then Article 14 states that bank must examine the documents within 5 working days from the date of receipt. Article 15 indicates that issuing bank must honor if the documents are complied with the credit terms. Credit means LC terms. Article 16 states that bank must notify the discrepancy clearly and promptly. Article 38 consists of transferable credit and conditions are stipulated in this article. Now, risk and mitigation. If risk is a, what type of risk and how it is mitigated under letter of credit is here. That documents are discrepant under LC. Then mitigation, what is mitigation? Professional documentation and pre-shipment LC waiting is required. Country and bank risk. Confirmed LC by reliable foreign or Indian bank. Foreign exchange fluctuation. Forward contract or forward currency hedging is the mitigation. And the performance issues, use the inspection certificate and milestone linked to the shipment.